Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oakmont Country Club is the home of this year's U.S. Open.
There is the scoreboard, Johnny Miller.
It's U.S. Open Week with Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Danny and Dusty on 1080.
Somebody's going to have to get a couple of birdies to catch Johnny Miller, and at the moment it doesn't look like it.
The Fan.
Third hour, man. We're almost there, fellas.
It goes quick.
Absolutely. You know, I'm used to the 2 hour shows, and by the time you blink, man, the show is over, man.
Yeah.
What's your post show regimen? What do you end up doing after the show is over?
An hour drive home.
Damn, you do live in Newburgh,
yeah,
don't
you? Yeah, and it's the traffic, and the nicer the weather gets, the longer it takes me to
get absolutely.
Home.
Everybody's cruising at that point. Nobody's in 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you when it's super nice. Don't have a nice car. And yeah, the window's down and car wash, like, check it. If you're behind me on a hot day like this, you're going to be mad because I'm cruising.
You're just chilling?
I'm cruising.
Oh, God, I hate you.
I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah, no,
I'm sorry.
As the weather's gotten nicer, a lot of times I'll keep my clubs in the car. If I know I'm going to go afterwards, I'll go to the driving range or I'll play around when I get off work. Depends on what the wife has planned. But I get up in the morning. I work out before I come in here and then just get that done and taken care of. And then I'm pretty much open. That's the nice thing about being, you know, 40 and married with no kids is that the afternoons are wide open.
Oh, absolutely. Look at us all gym bros, man. Yeah. If I shave my stomach, I look almost like Will.
There you go.
Does. Yeah. So
I wish we could just do that. Just,
yeah.
You know, cut it off like you cut off some hair.
I'd be down for it. I think you can. I think it costs a little more.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not with it. I can't.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday on the worst day. They found a way to bring brain cells, pig brain cells, back to life. Like we haven't figured out a way to just, like, you know, just cut fat out and just call it good.
There isn't a pill or something there. The Nutty Professor thing should be real at
this
point.
Wasn't there a shot?
It's called Ozempic, but yeah. I think you have to have diabetes to have it.
There's ways around it.
I don't know. Probably not, but. It's supposed to be for people with diabetes.
Is this like testosterone where you just go to the doctor and you're like, I feel tired and sluggish?
Mm-hmm. Basically, TRT. It's one of those things.
That's why you get a doctor you know and trust.
I have Crohn's disease. I need like a weed card. Like, yes, like that's kind of.
The old Chris Tucker line, you better have glaucoma.
No, man, yeah.
I do.
Sick of weed. You know, that's pretty much what that is, man. But, well, while it's nice weather here, not so nice in Pittsburgh. It might be nice in Pittsburgh right now, but typically not when they're playing football. No. And I know a lot of Pittsburgh fans, like I'm sure for whatever reason, we have a bunch of them here.
No, I believe the top three teams in the region, because nobody actually cares about the Seahawks here, with exception of Will. The top three or four teams in some version, it's the Steelers, the 49ers, the Raiders, and the Cowboys, or the Eagles. It's one of the NFC East teams. I can never remember.
49ers, Raiders. That makes sense.
Regional, and they were good, like for a long period.
You're from California. Yep. A lot of people from California kind of migrate this way and everything. So that makes sense. Seattle, for years I lived in Portland, nobody ever talked about Seahawks.
They like, won a Super Bowl, and then all of a sudden people kind of hopped on the wagon. But it's still not a, like a Seahawk-rich
fan base. One of those things.
But there's a Steelers bar here. I can't remember where it's at.
That's what I was about to say. But for whatever reason, I don't know how far away, because I've never been to Pittsburgh. So, I mean, but it's on the East Coast, so it's pretty far. There's no reason for Portland to be littered with a bunch of Pittsburgh fans, but for whatever reason, there are.
Because they've always been good.
Yeah, and I think that's like whether what it is.
You know, you grew up, bandwagon city. Well, if you grew up, you know,
your dad grew up,
in the '70s, watching, you know, the Steel Curtain and Bradshaw and those guys, like that, you know, brings you into the fold. Or, you know, you grew up, even if you're my age, like you grew up watching good Steelers football, and so the Steelers were originally supposed to be America's team, that the NFL was going to market them as that. They didn't want it, and the Cowboys took it
and
ran
with it. Clearly
the
Patriots now, but it's all good.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's all good.
Absolutely gross.
That, you're still mad about that one thing?
I'm still mad about
it. Come on, man.
I've told you.
It's been years, man. You got to let it go.
Two sports moments that make me cry. That's one of them.
It was an incomplete pass.
It's a fumble.
That's just what it is. But the Steelers right now have inherited probably the biggest circus in all of football at this point. And his name is Aaron Rodgers, apparently a good friend. Their former good friend of one Danny Meringue.
Yeah, grew up with him out here, elementary school, middle school, and was an insane level athlete and stupidly smart human being.
I can imagine.
Like he was a straight A student, all those kind of things.
Seems like one of those guys that corrects the teacher.
He was a incredibly.
It's actually on page 4.
Yeah, incredibly gifted athlete, but also very smart. Now you can talk about what it was.
I heard he could hoop too.
I mean, he's the kind of guy legitimately. Obviously, he's all first ballot Hall of Fame, one of the best quarterbacks I've ever seen. He was a good basketball player, but I firmly believe that had he pursued baseball, he would have been a major league caliber pitcher.
So like just he's overall.
This is a guy that everything he ever did, kickball, shuffleboard, the wall ball, tetherball, was the best. I grew up with a lot of guys that end up playing professionally in various sports. Aaron Rodgers is the best athlete I've ever been around.
He could do everything except help the Jets win, because that's the reason that he's no longer the quarterback there. There are probably also some reasons that he's not the quarterback for the Jets anymore, one of which being Robert Saleh wasn't an amazing head coach. But now he does have an amazing head coach. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, the best coach in the NFL.
You can absolutely make that argument.
So I'm looking at this opportunity for Aaron Rodgers to go play with arguably the best coach he's ever had. We can make an argument because Mike McCarthy at the very beginning, like mind you, the wheels kind of fell off for Mike McCarthy. He's kind of lost some steam behind his name. I think Tomlin's the one guy that's never lost any steam behind them because he's never had a losing season. Yeah, the one thing that he can always say is win, lose, or draw, like I'm always going to finish the season 500. At the very least, I'm going to finish 500. You're talking about a Steelers team last year that had Mason Rudolph as their starting quarterback.
And still
won 10 games.
Yeah. What's interesting is the Adam Schefter reporting after Aaron signed that Rodgers was actually the third quarterback they went after. They, along with the Raiders and somebody else, God, I can't remember what it was, pursued Matt Stafford and tried to sign him to a $100 million deal, and then that didn't happen. He goes back to the Rams, obviously. And they actually did, I guess, try to keep Justin Fields, which to me is like, why?
For what?
I have no reason.
They don't know what they want to do with Justin Fields.
Nobody knows what they want to do with Justin Fields. And I wouldn't want, like, as much as Aaron Rodgers has the circus around him, when you're comparing those two as quarterbacks, it's not even close. Even old Aaron Rodgers is three times the quarterback of Justin Fields. I don't know why you would even go down that path. So Rodgers was their third consideration. They finally get him into the fold. And then, you know, you get the breaking news from the press circuits and the talking heads today of, oh my God, Aaron Rodgers is wearing a wedding ring. And, you know, he's been married for a couple of months now. And it's like, well, yeah, it's probably what he was taking care of, guys, when he was talking about his personal life. And not only that, he's been on with, or it was Bussing with the Boys or Pardon My Take, you know, Big Cat and those guys, where he goes, OTAs now, like, they aren't what they used to be. Like, it's not hard. It's mentally taxing. And it's like, I don't need to worry about that stuff anymore. I'm 41 years old. I've got more.
I'm over it.
He's like, playbook install, we're good. Like, I'm pretty good at that whole thing. So it's not what it, like he's like I'm just most guys that have played in the league for 13, 14, 15 years, they just get to that stage where like I'm good here.
Now, usually I would always agree. I was one of the things we were going to talk about, then I was like, "I don't really want to."
Yeah.
How important are OTAs? Because again, if I'm Patrick Mahomes right now, mm-hmm. and I've been to the Super Bowl X amount of times, I've won X amount of times, do I really need to we got the same coach, we have the same coordinator, do I really need to come to OTA? No. But if you're Aaron Rodgers and you're coming off a crap season mm-hmm. with the Jets, two crap seasons with the Jets, one of them included being out with him for a year, you did have a great season last year. I don't care what anybody says.
He threw for just under 4,000 yards, hit a 2-1 touchdown interception ratio. Like, if you're doing blind resumes and you've got that one, like you have to pick a quarterback who's not a top 8 quarterback in the NFL, and you just have that one, you're like, I'll take that.
Per his stats, he was a top 10 quarterback last year. You know, and so that's just kind of what it is. And now you get to pair that guy with Mike Tomlin. I think it's important if you're Aaron Rodgers and you know you come with the circus that you come mm-hmm. with. I'm doing everything I can to make everybody on this team feel, man, I'm just here to win, bro. I'm here to do my part. I know what they say about me. Mm-hmm. It's not the case. I'm here for you guys. I thought this was a great opportunity for Aaron to show up. Now, mind you, him being married, that's none of our damn business.
No.
Man, you're wearing a wedding ring. So what's your point? No. Like, why is this even a question that you're asking me about me being married? Like, give him some privacy. Understood. Why aren't you at OTAs with your new team and your new receivers and trying to figure out how we're going to get this offense to work? That would be the first question I would kind of have for Aaron Rodgers. So I understand he's going to the Hall of Fame, unquestionably going to the Hall of Fame. So we know you can get the work done.
Mm-hmm.
It's about showing some of these vets, you know, the TJ Watts that's still asking for his contract and mm-hmm. everything like that. It's about showing them that I'm here to win. I'm here to help win.
I'm sure he's had, you know, communications with Arthur Smith and kind of been talks with Mike Tomlin. But also, remember, there was the leaks out there, the photos of him and DK working out in the offseason at UCLA. Like, I think behind the scenes, you kind of he understands, like, okay, I need to make sure I got my timing with my guys and, like, understand some rhythmic things. And the rest of it, look, Aaron has his flaws and people want to, you know, pile on, but his teammates historically have loved him.
It's only the media and fans that have stuff to say.
I mean, the about guys like whether it's, you know, Clay Matthews or Alan Lazard or Devontae Adams, like name a Packer, basically.
Donald Driver is the only one that's kind of come out and been like, screw Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. He's not a great person. He's not a great human. But outside of
everybody else rides and dies.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody else say anything bad about AA Ron. I guess the one thing that, you know, you mentioned working out with DK Metcalf, which is a huge, huge get for them. I think mm-hmm. DK kind of gives their offense an opportunity to do something. You look at the receiving core for the Steelers, and it's not awesome, right? It's not great right now, but DK at least gives you some flexibility, gives you a big, strong, deep threat, you know, a lot mm-hmm. of time to kind of throw the ball to. But it's on the other end of the football that things are going not as well. And now that you're paying Aaron Rodgers pennies on the dollar to mm-hmm. be their quarterback, you have the money to pay TJ Watt.
Yeah.
There's no reason you shouldn't pay him at this point.
And the Steelers are an organization that typically take care of this stuff. So I am, you know, unlike the other team in the division with the Cincinnati Bengals and figuring out Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart, I have much more faith in the Steelers taking care of T.J. Watt at the level that they need to take care of T.J. Watt.
Yeah, well, they better get it done because T.J. is not a guy you want to hold out. You need him to be a part of this defense who was great against the run last year. They were crap against the pass. Hopefully they can figure out a way to change that. So I've always been a Steelers guy, even though I'm a Patriots fan, like I like the Steelers growing up. They're always a team that I could not like.
It's hard to not like a team that's always good, that has a certain attitude and mentality. Like, you know what the Steelers are going to be.
Yeah, I don't buy any of their stuff. I don't like, but I'm a big Steelers guy, and I'm hoping the best for Tomlin. And honestly, I want to see Aaron Rodgers not be like other old aging quarterbacks, and I want to see him go out on a high note.
Yeah,
just one last time.
Don't fall off. Yeah, we love the ride into the sunset.
Yeah, that would be great. And I think for a player like Aaron Rodgers, he deserves all of his flowers once he gets ready to kind of hang it up. From one coast to the other, Seahawks is looking. They're looking a little different. Will, what's up with your team? What are we expecting? I want
greatness.
You to. Yeah, oh, greatness. Well, we're going to talk about that greatness when we come back right here, Danny and Friends, 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Man, you guys can hear the conversation just, you know, during the break. I always tell Joe during the show, like, that's always the best part. Like,
in 99.9% of it, we can't say on the radio.
We can't say it even on the radio. Yeah. So we just kind of got to keep it moving, man. But keeping it moving is kind of the theme of this show because Danny has to keep it moving. Somebody else is probably going to be in this chair tomorrow, more than likely.
I think Dusty's back in tomorrow.
I
think just for a day.
Pulling double duty and stuff like that. He misses it.
Oh, he does.
He misses
it. He'd much rather, like, this. He's going to be great in his role long term as the brand man.
He's going to be awesome.
But he misses being in here and having instead being stuck in it. What's funny is he's kind of come full circle now because his office is the office that him and I first broadcasted out of when we moved into this building before our studio boxes were
finished.
Yeah,
that was actually our, broadcast out of as well.
So that's actually his office now, so it's kind of funny. But, I think he's in tomorrow, and then I think we're going to have two more guys in on Thursday and Friday is the plan. So,
well, yeah, Danny, you had a great host, man. I was a big fan.
We all love the fan.
Yeah, man, he's a great guy, and I think I told him this, and I got a chance to meet with him a couple weeks ago. I think he's gonna be great in this world. I've had to tell him that you are gonna be amazing in this
role. He's gonna be great for all of us.
My our guy Cooley, man, I know he's gonna be amazing in his role. So the future is looking bright for the fan, but is it looking as bright in the 206? Seattle, man, new quarterback. Who this? Sam Darnold's taking over for Geno Smith, who actually had a pretty good career as a Seahawk. I mean, I know Geno is an easy guy to kind of pick on a little bit because of how it started. But again, when you play for the Jets, don't expect your career to be very good, you know, after that. Unless your name is Chad Pennington, don't know a whole lot of successful
whether it's Geno or Darnold, you know. The Jets stink. It's a lot like being a Carolina Panthers quarterback not named Cam Newton. It's not going to go well for you.
Things are just going to go south. So Sam Darnold gave himself a little life last year and played an amazing year with the Vikings. And now he got big money to come to Emerald City and be the quarterback there. Of course, backing him up is Jalen Milroe, which I think a lot of people are kind of saying, like, well, maybe at some point.
It's Russell Wilson 2.0 of like, hey, you go out and you go get the, you know, quarterback that might be on the rise with Matt Flynn, and then Russell Wilson.
There you go.
You know, kicks ass in camp and go down that path.
You know, so it could happen, right? We've seen it happen before, and it ended up turning out really, really well for that franchise up in Seattle. I think the biggest thing, the biggest change for them outside of Geno Smith is you lose, in my opinion, one of the more underrated receivers in the league. For whatever reason, DK's name doesn't get bought up a whole lot as we start talking about who is the best receiver in the league.
Because he's not the route technician and all the things that kind of go along with that. But he's also, you know, 6'4", 6'5", 235, 240 pounds, and an absolute physical freak.
He's a defensive end that's really, you know, kind of masquerading as a wide receiver.
He doesn't run the prettiest routes, but it doesn't matter because his overwhelming physical traits are overwhelming.
It's effective, but what they do have is Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who is a very good receiver, and I think he's going to really flourish as a number one at that point. Cooper Kupp, who has shown flashes that he still can be a really good player in the NFL. He's not the guy he was a couple of years ago when
leading the NFL in receptions and yards. And,
but he is still a guy that can get you.
Look, if you're putting your number two or number three corner on Cooper Kupp,
you got a problem.
He'll route you up.
Yeah, you're going to have a problem. And then Marquez Valdes-Scantling is on the team. So you've got places on offense. Kenneth Walker III, again, one of the more underrated running backs in the league. He can give you a lot, at least on Madden for me. He was awesome. So I'm always going to get behind him for that. But
they've got probably one of the maybe you'll disagree with this, Will. I think they have one of the deeper running back rooms in the NFL, whether it's, you know, Kenneth Walker or Charbonnet. And then Damian Martinez.
Yeah.
Like that's
throw in Damian Martinez like right on top of that.
That's when you're talking about depth of a running back room, that's pretty damn good.
Well, that's why there was a lot of issues last year with Grubb, because Grubb is more of an air raid, air it out guy. And, like, congratulations to Geno Smith. You had a career year. JSN really popped and exploded because he was able to run more than two routes in a route tree, right? But the issue is that you didn't run the football. And I understand that the offensive line wasn't great, and there's issues specifically in the interior three. But if you only run the football 9-10 times a game, that's a problem, especially with that stable of backs. And last year you only had Charbonnet and K-9. So to get even deeper, getting Martinez, he was a steal at 7. You got Zabel, who he's going to play guard to start, but he's a guy that can play anywhere on that offensive line. You know, you tried to build that O-line up through the draft. Abraham Lucas, it sounds like he's going to be actually healthy for the first time in 2 or 3 years in the offseason, so he's getting better at that right tackle spot, which you saw once he came back, it solidified, and you had that late season run. So if this Seahawks team is going to take the step forward that I think they will, it's going to really depend on that offensive line coming together, gelling quickly, some step up from the interior offensive lineman, Zabel hitting the ground running, but then really that running back room taking some of that pressure off of Sam Darnold. You don't want him to throw 30 to 40 times a game.
No, we saw what that can look like.
No.
Right, but he can be successful, and we've seen what that looks like, and that's what Minnesota did for him. They threw the ball, but they didn't ask him to win games. Throw the ball, manage the clock, throw off play action.
Take care of it.
Right, don't lose the football. Be a game manager. Sam Darnold can do that and do that very well.
I think that's where he shines, is really being able to manage a game. As long as he's not asked to do a lot of stuff. And I'll say this, you just mentioned just the running back room that the Seahawks have. Like, I honestly think their offense is legit. Like, really, and you look at what they were able to do last year, I'm looking at the Seahawks team and saying, well, why not? The NFC West is kind of a mess right now, you know, a little bit. We don't know what we're going to get from this 49ers squad. They kind of look like they're in rebuild mode, at least a little bit. So,
and the health is always going to be in question. Right? There's so many guys on that roster are so prone to injury.
And that's the thing. So many injury-prone guys on that roster, your star running back is always nicked up. You know, George Kittle is always nicked up. You got these guys that are going through
your wide receiver core, your offensive line.
Always hurt. And then you have a quarterback that people are still kind of on the fence about. And then you move over to the Rams, who I think is probably the best overall team in the division right now, but not by much, if you ask me, behind right around the time of the Seahawks. I won't say they're better than the Seahawks, but I also don't want to say
they're
that.
Probably a little more proven, both with the head coach and the quarterback. I mean, you there's probably some guys that you probably trust a little bit more, but there's still plenty of questions. And again, they were a team that, you know, get into the playoffs and find a way to be disruptive. I think as long as you've got McVay and you've got Stafford, you can certainly go down that path. But yeah, the NFC West, while not being, it's not the NFC, you know, South or the AFC South, no. where you're like, you're just like, this division is whatever. Like, I think it's a division littered with question marks, but filled with opportunity.
For sure. They used to call it the NFC worst.
Yeah.
It used to be that bad, and then it became the division in all of, you know, the NFL mm-hmm. for a long time. You,
the Rams, Seahawks, and Niners were all playing great football, and then the Cardinals are you know, the three-headed Hydra, the four-headed Hydra, it's you know, it's the derpy-looking one.
But still, in like a 10-year stretch, all four of those teams went to the Super Bowl at yeah. one point. And so the NFC West has always been super, super competitive, and I think really now they're in a spot to where they're all in a bunch of transition. We don't know who the number one team is at this point. We all think we can all agree it's not the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Like, we can all kind of go ahead and agree. But then I think you're fighting for first place with those three teams between the Rams, the Seahawks, and ultimately.
If you told me any of those three teams won the division, I would go, okay, probably somebody had some injuries, somebody underperformed, and somebody overperformed. And but it could be literally any of those three teams.
Right. So I don't know. I think I'd be kicking myself. And knowing the way things work for me, it's going to be the Cardinals. They're going to win this division. More than likely, we're going to look up.
I think it's pretty safe that won't happen. But if it did, it would be a hell of a surprise.
There's no other worst to first sport than football.
Yeah,
like, this is
right.
the one to where a team can completely catch us off guard and they end up in the AFC or NFC championship and nobody saw it coming. So, hey, we'll see what happens. That's the one thing I love about football. And so I can't wait for the season to start. We're all of, what, 6 weeks away?
Yeah, we have mandatory minicamp starting next week.
Let's go.
In 2 weeks, so we'll get into it soon.
So before the NFL season starts, we get into college. And mm-hmm. the Oregon Ducks are ranked number 6, according to the PFI. We're going to talk a little bit about that coming back right here on Danny and Friends. But first, my guy, SportsCenter. What you know about some Threes Company?
You jamming to it.
Oh, I love this song. I used to watch this on Saturday mornings, mm-hmm. man. For sure.
Will, have you ever seen a single episode of Three's Company?
No, but I know that one guy's in it.
Do you know who Old Dirty Bastard is?
The rapper?
Oh, okay.
That's there you just go.
The, yeah.
Wu-Tang forever, bro.
Are you guys going to the Wu-Tang concert when it comes here, July 1? I'll be there.
I might not be here, so. But
of course you're going to be somewhere awesome. Where are you going to be? Summer League?
Free agency is going to start. I might be doing some stuff for that. So we'll see where it goes. So, but I have seen all of Wu-Tang in a show before. I think I mentioned this before. My birthday present, 99.
Oh, nice.
My parents got me tickets to the Family Values Tour.
Oh, and so you saw Rage Against the Machine too then?
It was Limp Bizkit, Korn. It was a massive show. It was supposed to be just Meth and Redman. They come out. And then they're like, all right, let's bring everybody out. All of Wu-Tang came out, and the place went nuts. There's 40 dudes on stage with mics.
That's how it goes,
and it
man.
Just turned up. And I was, you know, I'm 15 years old, and I was just floored.
So 2 years ago, they came to Moda, mm-hmm. and it was Wu-Tang and De La Soul, I think it was. So, and actually, Talib Kweli subbed in for Trugi, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yeah, Trugoy. So, yeah, that was kind of the cool part about De La Soul. But, and Nas. It was Wu-Tang and Nas. That's who it was.
Okay.
And so it was the dopest concert I've ever seen because Wu-Tang came out and did mm-hmm. 20 minutes. Nas comes out and do 20 minutes. Wu-Tang comes back out and does 20 minutes.
Oh,
Nas
dope.
Comes out. And so it was like there was no intermission. There was no time to go. So I remember we're sitting there and we're feeling pretty good mm-hmm. in there, right? Everything is working at the right time, right?
Indeed.
And my uncle comes up and he's like, man, I got tickets right over there on the floor. Like, we can go over there. And I looked around. I was like, nah, this is
the
perfect spot right here, man. So it's actually Wu-Tang and Run the Jewels. So
Killer Mike.
So they're coming. Yeah. So I'm super, super excited.
That'll be a good show.
July 1st, you know, we'll be in the building
for that.
But that's just my first way to kick off the summer. The way I'm going to end the summer is hopefully somewhere in Austin enjoying some Oregon Ducks football.
There you go.
Right? Because the PFI came out, and for those of us who aren't familiar with that, what that means, or FPI, excuse me, or those aren't, it means Football Power Index.
It's the math that goes into predicting the success of programs, and it's based on you know, prior data, the players returning, players in the transfer portal, stars, levels of talent, and then it's all kind of projection based from there. But you end up with the Oregon Ducks at number six, but you kind of have this hodgepodge. No team is projected to win more than 11 games.
Right.
The number one team in the list, the Texas Longhorns at 10.4 wins. What's interesting about all this is you kind of go through, you get 10.4 for Texas, you get 10.4 for Ohio State, and those are the only teams that are at 10.4.
Right.
You have Georgia at 10.1. Alabama comes in at number three, even though their win projection is 9.6. Penn State at 10.2, and Oregon at 10. And I think that this is, you know, we talked about two programs in Ohio State and Oregon that, you know, they matched up in the college football playoff, but they're also two programs that put a metric crap ton of players in the NFL draft.
Yes, they did.
They have so much to replace. And this is not a like a backhanded compliment at Oregon. They're just their questions. You're replacing two quarterbacks in Dylan Gabriel and Bo Nix over the last 2 years who are quite literally, this is not hyperbole, the most experienced quarterbacks in the history of the game.
Yes, they are.
And now you're giving the ball probably to Dante Moore, who the next time he throws an important pass, it will be the first time he has thrown an important pass in his career. It did not matter at UCLA. That program is a dumpster fire. They've got talent. They've got Kenyon Sadiq. They've got Uyunglele on the defensive side. Like they've got the transfer safety from Purdue. Like there's not a shortage of dudes. There's just a shortage of dudes that have proven it.
On the
defensive side, you've got more guys that have probably proven it. On the offensive side, you had Evan Stewart. Now with the, injury, you're like, it gets a little dicier. You have high-level talent, but you don't have high-level talent from guys who have done it for multiple years. And that's going to be the question for the Ducks now is, like, how much of that talent delivers on their, you know, their star reputation when they're coming out as far as the evaluation process?
Yeah, and I think there's just a lot of big questions as far as how do you replace somebody like Dylan Gabriel, mm-hmm. an undersized quarterback who, in most cases, probably isn't the starter, but considering he had 15 years of college football experience, like his experience
high
overall,
level in production
for that made him, you mm-hmm. know, a great quarterback. When you lose a couple of really talented receivers mm-hmm. on your end, now that receiver room without Evan Stewart looks a little bit different mm-hmm. for you. You know, you're luckily you still have Sadiq in the tight end position who could potentially be
a breakout guy,
big money for you yep. this year. But I think you have a lot of questions. And if we were still in the Pac-12, then I probably wouldn't feel as pessimistic about sure. what the Ducks were doing moving forward.
And it shows you how good the Ducks have been, where absolutely. A 10-win season all of a sudden is a step back.
Yeah.
But it's also, Ohio State's probably going to take a step back because of, you know, yes, they have high-end talent, but again, they sent a ton of it to the NFL.
You lost talent.
Not every five-star lives up to be a five-star. Not every four-star gets better and becomes a five-star. Yeah, you get the occasional guy who's a three-star or an unheralded recruit who pops, but those are the exceptions, not the rules.
No, for sure.
And so when push comes to shove, Oregon just has maybe a few more questions than the teams that are in front of them. Yeah, Texas lost a ton of talent to the NFL, but they also have a ton of talent coming back.
Yeah.
You can make an argument that Arch Manning could end up being the best quarterback in the country.
Probably. More than likely. He's propped up to be. I think he's already on the cover of college football.
He's on the new college football
year,
cover.
So
is Dan Lanning in the Oregon Duck, though. Yeah. So, you know, like, they're getting some love.
Yeah. It's a little picture of Dan Lanning. Yeah. I don't like it. It could have been bigger. However, I think Texas is the team that everybody's chasing. And I'm honestly, having the last name Manning,
mm-hmm.
it does not hurt
it's not
at
hurting,
all.
Yeah. No.
It does not hurt at all. So I think Texas is definitely going to be one of those teams to look at. But overall, I know it says 10.2 wins for Oregon, or 10 wins for Oregon. What do you say the Oregon win total will be at the end of this football season?
I think it's 10. I legitimately do. I think they win 10 games.
Which we know now is enough to get you into the playoff. It used to be you had to run the board. Now you have one game that you're able mm-hmm. to drop, potentially two, considering you're in the Big Ten now, and they might look at that depending on who you lose to yeah. and say, okay.
If you're Notre Dame and you drop that game to Northern Illinois, it's like, oh. If you're Oregon, if you drop
not.
That non-con game, it's like, oh, God, which won't happen. But, you know, it's college football. We've seen App State pull, you know, the biggest of upsets. But you look at a Michigan team that is, you know, they're still kind of rebounding post-Harbaugh. And yes, they got, you know, a number one recruit in Bryce Underwood, and they paid him the $8 million. But he's a true freshman starting at Michigan. Do you think he's going to be great? No. No true freshman is truly great. Like,
there are very few true freshmen that have come in and popped immediately.
Yeah, I mean, like, USC did it with, Keaton Slovis and Barkley. But, like, even their true freshman seasons, they were very good for true freshmen, but it still wasn't truly transcendent.
Right.
Like, you look at a Ryan Williams at wide receiver, or, you know, who, you know, as a true freshman has 900 yards, you're like, damn, that's good, but it's still 900 yards. It's not 1,400 yards. You're not leading the nation in receiving. Young guys, unproven guys, yeah, they can go and pop, but the level.
Jeremiah Smith. Yeah. Only person I can think of off the top of my head.
It's those two guys, Jeremiah Smith and Ryan Williams. They had incredible years for true freshmen.
Yeah.
But not for a third year, you know, wide receiver. You know, like
that's not the production you want at that point.
If
that's
your number
one, stacked room.
Unless you've got five guys doing it, which in college football, it can happen, but it doesn't happen. But you look at, you know, a team like Penn State, everybody's kind of picking Penn State to be the team to come out of the Big Ten. And the reason isn't that Penn State is so much better. Again, we talk about the FPI here. They're at 10.2 over Oregon's 10.0. It's not a huge difference, but what Penn State does have coming back is their quarterback, Drew Aller. Whereas you look at Ohio State, they have to replace Will Howard. At Michigan, they're breaking in a brand new quarterback in Bryce Underwood. And they're at Oregon, they're breaking in Dante Moore, even though he does have a little experience at UCLA. But you look at the top teams in the Big Ten, they all, except for Penn State, have a new quarterback that they're breaking in. Penn State also returns a lot of players from last year's team. Yes, they lose Tyler Warren to the NFL draft and arguably the best tight end in the draft. They've got to get better than the wide receiver room, but in the trenches, they're great. We went through this a couple weeks ago. As of 2 weeks ago, Penn State had five players in the top 45 projected in next year's draft. Mm. They've got a ton of NFL talent on their roster. But if you're talking about Oregon winning 10 games, there are people like, oh, they went to the college football playoff last year. That means they're going to keep going forward. No, a lot of the guys that were on that roster are gone, guys.
Yeah, and that was NFL talent. A lot of NFL talent on that team. That's
the most
no longer
NFL
there.
Talent they've ever put in the league.
And there's a reason that season was special last year. There's a reason a lot of us looked at that Duck team last year saying this is probably the best team overall that we've seen in a long time as far as talent.
It might be the most talent Oregon's ever had.
And so now that's a lot of rebuilding, you know, a lot of cleaning up to
do. It doesn't mean they're gonna suck.
Forward. No, but
like all of us like
let's taper our expectations, a little bit.
Winning 10 games is a hell of a season.
Yeah, absolutely. But
especially in a difficult conference.
And as long as it gets you into the playoff, and as long as those two games that you drop aren't to FCS schools and they're not to somebody that's a lesser talent, you don't lose to Oregon State in the third week of the season, then I think they'll be okay as far as making it.
And if you lose a close game on the road in Penn State, because they're going to Penn State and it's the whiteout game.
Yes.
If you drop that game when you're, you know, within a, you know, touchdown,
I think that's the game old Moneybags over here is trying to go to.
Would very much like to go to Georgia, Texas. And it's possible that the Falcons play the Panthers the very next day.
Oh, you're going to try and go down to that game for the SEC game. He was talking about the Oregon-Penn State game.
That's the one I wanted to go to. Mm. I can't go to because, we're the home of the Ducks. And I have obligations on those
Not unless you get sick that day.
I did.
Or unless
learn
the
I
bosses
sick,
aren't listening to the show at all right now.
I have sick time. I have learned that. Mm. I would like to know how to use that.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody. Some slacker around here.
I think if you get tickets
to
the game, they could probably get somebody in to work the board that game.
I don't.
You have to check in though. Mm. You have to check in from the phone and do some content or something like that.
That. I will do that. For the station, I will boots on the ground.
You're willing to get the field pass pregame?
I am willing to do that.
I see Cooley
the
out there listening, so maybe he'll take that into consideration. So, man, how about we tie a bow on this joint?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. We're going to come back. Best fictional athletes of all time. We're going to wrap up the show with that right here. Danny and Friends, 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Putting this baby to bed. 2:52, almost done with the show. We were going into our last segment. It's going to be a short one, but the Mount Rushmore of fictional sports characters, right? Your criteria can be whatever, but here's the one criteria that we've laid down. They cannot be actual athletes playing this character. Jesus Shuttlesworth is out. Okay. Who else is out?
Anytime Michael Jordan, whether it's Space Jam or not.
Space Jam, that's out and everything. Now, one of the aliens from Space Jam.
There you go.
All good. You know, Bugs Bunny, whatever, that's cool, but they cannot be an actual athlete. I'm curious if you, what you have, Danny.
My number one pick is a guy who I looked like when I was, you know, 50 pounds heavier and my hair was a lot longer. Kenny Powers.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Number one pick.
That's a good one.
East Down and Bound is one of my favorite series of all time.
And you know what? When you did have the
Trust me. When it was curling, because when I did the Jimmy Butler hair, it was my wife straightened it.
Yeah.
My hair when it's long is super curly, and you guys didn't see it much because it was under the hat. But yeah, I was strong Kenny Powers vibes.
My first pick on here. It might surprise a lot of people considering that I'm not a huge golf guy. Happy Gilmore.
Oh yeah.
Happy Gilmore is absolutely on that Mount Rushmore. The way that guy could crush it, you know. And then once he learned how to putt at the end, get the hell out of here, man.
Uh-oh, Happy learned how to putt.
Yeah. Uh-oh, yeah, what do you mean? Like, I think Happy Gilmore is one of the more underrated
sports
characters.
I thought you were going to go Bobby Boucher right out of the gate.
Hey, man, list ain't over yet. There you go. List ain't over.
I got to go Thad Castle.
That's a good one. Blue Mountain State.
Blue Mountain State, always protecting the quarterback, whether it's on the field or, you know, making sure that those condoms don't have holes poked in them.
That's a good one, man. Will, you got any?
Yeah, I'm taking the Hanson Bros. That's a great movie shot.
Got the foil coat.
All three of them. I want them. Let's go.
That's a good one, man. My second one, it probably shock one or two people, maybe not, as the most handsome guy in the fan is walking in here right now. I'm going Gordon Bombay. Again, you guys know what a Mighty Ducks fan I am. A huge Mighty Ducks haunt changed my whole life. Even had a black dude from North Portland playing hockey from fourth grade to about seventh grade.
Love it.
Gordon Bombay had 198 goals in 14 games, and his coach shunned him because he missed the penalty kick, or excuse me, penalty shot.
There you go. Who else you got on your list?
Man, it's real easy. Bobby Boucher and Forrest Gump round up my top four.
There you go. I got to go. I've got to work an animal in here, but it's a little sideways. I'm going to go Teen Wolf.
Okay, easy. Best basketball player ever.
Ever.
100%.
Ever. And then go full animal. Go Air Bud.
Air Bud is not getting stopped. Air Bud can play football, basketball, soccer, whatever you need Air Bud to play. Man, he was with it, man. Danny, that was a lot of fun.
It was, man. Three hours go by quick.
Thank you so much for having me in. Thank you all for rocking with us today, man. So, man, I know you're going to have more partners in there, so make sure you remember my name. I'm Rashad Taylor. That's my guy, Danny Morang. Thank you again. That's my guy, Will Ortner. This is Danny and Friends. We're out, Joe. Peace.
Right, coming up next, 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears, Isaac and Sook. I think it's just an Isaac edition because Sook. Is he back? Okay, he is back. There you go. So
it's all here.
Both of them. Take care. Talk soon. Bye.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.